ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת שלח לך. And we see right at the beginning of the parasha that Rashi tells us שלח לך אנשים. Rashi and all them פרשים לרבאדרד, what's the word לך, שלח לך, sent for you. You should send for you spies to check out Eretz Israel. What's שלח לך? Rashi said שלח לך לדעתך. אני איני מצווה לך. אם תרצה שלח. If you want to send, it's up to you. It's not a mitzvah. It's not, I'm not commanding you to send them רגלים. It's up to you. If you want to send them, you can send them. לפי שבאו ישראל ואמרו נשלחה אנשים לפנינו, כמו שנאמר, פרשת דברים. ותקרבון אלי כולכם וכולי. ומשה נמלך בשכינה. Since that עם ישראל, משה is explaining what happened, all the, what happened, how come here they're sending them miraglim. That עם ישראל, they approached משה רבנו, and they told him, we need to send miraglim to check out Eretz Israel. And the pasuk said, ויטב בעיני הדבר. Said, I like the idea, but before I do anything, obviously I have to ask הקדוש ברוך הוא. And he asked השם, ומשה נמלך בשכינה. אמר, So הקדוש ברוך הוא answered them back, אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני אמרתי להם שהיא טובה. שנאמר, ואומר אעלה אתכם מעוני מצרים אל ארץ טובה ורחבה, אל ארץ זבת חלב ודבש. I promised you, it's a good land, the ארץ זבת חלב ודבש. חייהם שאני נותן להם מקום לטעות בדבריהם רגליים, למען לא יירשוה. But since that they're asking, they want to check out ארץ ישראל to see הטובה היא אם רעה, ומה הערים אשר הוא יושב בהן. במחנים, במבצרים, therefore, here they're gonna be נכשל עם ישראל, and they're gonna be punished because of this, and they're gonna not gonna end up getting Eretz Israel. Only their children, like you said in this week's parasha, only their children, הקדוש ברוך הוא is gonna give them the land. Even though after them רגלים, they did what they did, and משה רבנו, he prayed for them, he prayed for them, and the pasuk tells us in this week's parasha, ויאמר אדוני, סלחתי כדבריך. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he forgave them. He forgave עם ישראל. But we still see that they were punished for years. So what kind of forgiveness is that? ויום השם, סלחתי כדבריך, I forgave them. And Rashi tells us over there, what does mean סלחתי כדבריך? I forgave them. Rashi says over there, כדבריך, בשביל מה שאמרת, פני ומרום, בלתי יכולת השם. Because, משה רבנו, how did he pray after them רגלים to הקדוש ברוך הוא? He told him that if you're not gonna take them to Eretz Israel, what Mota Olam gonna say? Mota Olam gonna say that he took them out of Mitzrayim. Over there it was only one king, Paro only. So you could fight with Paro and he took them out of Mitzrayim. But now 31 kings, you're gonna go to Eretz Israel. Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have the power to fight against 31 melachim, Chas v'shalom. Therefore, Halul Hashem is gonna come out of it. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he used that ta'anat to pray for Am Israel. And Hashem told him, "Vayomer Hashem, salachti kedbarecha, no problem. I forgive them." However, he asked here the Haskuni. Haskuni, he said, "I don't understand." He said, "Salachti kedbarecha." And you see, right after that, "Ya'an asher tertem et ha'aris 40 yom, yom l'shana, yom l'shana, su'ut avonotichem 40 shana. Yida'atim tenuati." They are punished. So what kind of forgiveness is that? Haskuni tells us here something I would never explain the pasuk like this, but that's what Haskuni is saying. He says, "Salahti kedbarecha. Salahti kedbarecha pa'am ahat b'ma'asi ha'aygel v'tarti lahim. Abal akshav lo islah lahim. Abal para'a mehim." It's mind-boggling. They say, telling us here, the Haskuni says, "Salahti kedbarecha." Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem was telling Moshe, you already prayed for Am Israel once when they did Avon Aigel, you prayed for them, and I already forgave them back then. Pasuk said, "Ve'nachim Adonai al hara'a asher deber la'asot la'amo." I forgave them over them. Salahti kedbarecha already once. You want me to forgive them now, second time? No way. I'm not going to forgive them. So what the Pasuk tells us over here, Salahti kedbarecha, not referring to Ma'asem Raglim. Ma'asem Raglim, they are going to be punished, like you see the Pasukim right after. And I already forgave them once by Avon Aigel, but now they're not going to play games with me anymore. I'm not going to forgive them. That's here what he told them. But whatever it is, that's Anyan. let's hear what Rashi is telling us over here. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told them, I promise you it's good land. You didn't want to believe me. You want to go check it out? No problem. But you're going to end up being punished because of this. That's what happened over here. I saw all the Mfarshim here at the Badr. They said, Chaura, what's going on over here? Did Moshe Rabbeinu know before he sent them that they're going to sin? Sounds like from Rashi. Hayehem she'ani notin lahem makom lit'ot bedibrei amragdim nema'an lo yirashuha. So you should not inherit Eretz Israel. That means, sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu knew from the beginning that they're going to come back with the bad news. They're not going to go to Eretz Israel. So why did he send them in the first place? So there are also many Pirushim. Every year we speak about it. There's a beautiful Hatam Sofer. We don't want to get into it now. It is Ma'arich explaining. He asks so many questions on this parasha. And he comes up with an idea to answer all the questions. It's very interesting. Anyone who wants to see it, we read it a few times before. That Hatam Sofer, he tells us. But now, I thought we're going to look at the Or HaHaim HaKadosh. He also asks the same question. Everyone asks the same question. Or HaHaim HaKadosh, he tells us here, after he quotes Rashi, "Shalach lecha le'atzmicha," I'm not gonna command you to send them. "Ulhabin ha'anyan a'ir b'dabar." Mabeten mi yatsa ha'kirah hara'a ha'gedola nesbebet mi ha'mragdim. Said, what happened? How in the world did this problem of the mragdim popped up? What happened? Im tzad ha'ma'aseh in bura'. Said, if you're gonna tell me they did something bad, to send spies to check out Eretz Israel, and said, what's wrong with that? I said, nothing wrong with that. Ki halo matzino shekmo ken shalach Yehoshua shinayim anashim meragelim chirish lemor vegeru ta'aretz. This week's haftarah. He said, also Yehoshua ben Nun, he also sent two meragelim to check out Eretz Israel. So what's wrong with this? Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Veishlach Moshe leragel et Ya'azer veilkidu et benotiha. He also sent the spies. So what's wrong with this? If you're going to tell me the problem is the fact that you're sending spies to check out Eretz Israel, that is the problem. He said, I don't see any problem. Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing later on. Yehoshua Benun did the same thing in the Haftarat Shavua. So what's wrong? אם מצד המעשה אין בו רע, כי הלא מצינו שכמו כן שלח יהושע בן נון. אם כן, אין הדבר מכוער מצד עצמו. So what's the problem here? ואם מצד האנשים המרגלים שהיו רשעים, if you're going to tell me the people, you're right. You want to send spies, you have to send good guys. Don't send רשעים. Said, oh yeah, that's the problem? Said, that's also not a problem. Why? הלו מצינו שנבחרו על פי השם בוחן לבות וכליות. ועיד הכתוב עליהם, כולם אנשים, ראשי בני ישראל המה, שהיו צדיקים. Rashi also brings down. באותה שעה כשרים היו. They're all צדיקים. So what's wrong with them? הקדוש ברוך הוא chose them. ואלה שמו את האנשים, וישלח משה, פסוק סד, ואלה שמו אותם, למטר רובן שמו המזכור, he told them, וישלח אותם משה מדבר פרן על פי השם. So what's wrong? I don't see any problem over here. Why something bad came out of them רגלים? אכן, he says, אור החיים הקדוש, התפאר הדבר על פי דבריהם באלקוט שמעוני, שאמרו, וזה לשונם, בתחילה נתקבצו אצל משה לשלוח המרגלים ולא רצה. ואמר להם, כבר פתיחנו, קדוש ברוך הוא, שהיא טובה. He quotes here the Yalkut Shemoni, they approached Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, listen, you want to send spies to Israel, everyone sends spies before to capture any land, they have to send the spies to check out what should we do. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them in the first place, he's not supposed to send them. Why? Because Hashem promised us, so what are you scared about? ואמרו לו, כי העמים יודעים בנו שאנחנו באים לירש אותם. והם מטמינים את ממונם, וכשיגיעו ישראל לא ימצאו כלום, ונמצא דברי השם בטל חס ושלום. אז ויתב הדבר בעיני משה, מה שאמרו ויחפרו לנו את הארץ, פירוש החפירות שמטמינים בהם ממונם, וכיוון ששמע משה כך, נלכד בידם. עד כאן. So they came, he, Moshe Rabbeinu, told them, there's no need to check out Israel. Hashem promised us, it's a good land. There's nothing, there's no sfekot over here. But they told him, you're right. The land, everyone agrees, there's a bat halav dvash, and the land, we're going to inherit it, everything for us. But they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, that if you're not going to send us to Israel, check out Israel, then halul Hashem is going to come out of it. What kind of halul Hashem? Because Hashem promised Bnei Israel, ואומר עלי אתכם מעונים מצרים, אל ארץ טובה ורחבה, אל ארץ זבת חלב ודבש. And all the money that the Canaanim they have, brought down the Midrash, that all the money they hid it. Why? Because they knew Am Israel, they're going to go now to Eretz Israel. Who's going to stand, who's going to fight against Am Israel? The Hashem is with them. Who's going to fight against them? For sure they're going to conquer us, like Rahab Azona. See, she also told them, "V'nishma' b'imasli b'abenu, v'lo kama od ruach b'ishim p'nechem." Everyone, they were terrified, they were so scared in Eretz Israel. Once they heard Am Israel, they're coming to enter Israel, they were scared. So who's going to fight against them? So what they did, they took all the money and they hid it. They said, at least when they're going to go, Am Israel to Eretz Israel, they're not going to see our money. And not only this, the Midrash brings down, they came and they chopped off all the trees that they have. They broke down all the trees. They put down all the houses. They broke everything. They made it like Shemama, Horba. They said, at least when Am Israel is going to inherit Eretz Israel, they're not going to see anything special over there. That's what they did. That's what they planned. That's what they did. That's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he left Am Israel and Mitzrayim in the Midbar 4 years, let them rebuild whatever they destroyed. And after they rebuilt everything, now everything now was renovated. Now we could go to Eretz Israel, we could get everything. So here the Meraglim, they came up with such an idea to Moshe Rabbeinu, who told them, all the Kena'anim, they're going to hide all the money. Where they're going to get, Am Yisrael, they're going to go over there, they're not going to see Eretz Zabat Halavut Bash. They're going to see what the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us, Zabat Halavut Bash. Is that Zabat Halavut Bash? So no good. We want to go to Eretz Israel, v'yahpiru lanu et ha'az. What's v'yahpiru? We want to check, where did they hide the money? We're going to go to check over there. That's the reason why we're going to send them. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard this, he fell in their trap, and he told them, if that's the case, v'yitab b'inayya. V'yitab b'dabar b'inay, v'kach makim shenem asar anashim, ish li'ahat l'shabet, like it says in Parashat Devarim, and he sent them to Eretz Yisrael. Hinei, that's what says in Yilkut Shemoni. Or Haim HaKadosh says, Hinei, Mashed Degdeku B'ma'amaram Zal V'amru Nilkad B'yadam, he fell in their trap. Yorei Sheb Mirmad Beru Ulchaduhu B'orma. B'inei Adu Amahi Mirmashed Beru B'fihim Shebah Nilkad. So what was how did they trick Moshe Rabbeinu? What did they do? Achen, Shinei Mene Regulhen. Hai Ahad Hu Regul Lada'at Derech Asher Ya'aluba. גם לדעת אם יטריחו כל ישראל לעלות או חלק אחד מהם. וחמה אמר מרגלי העי שישיבו ליהושע על אל יעל כל העם כ-2,000 איש או כ-3,000 איש יעלו. אל תיגע שם את כל העם. ורגול זה לא ירגל אלא את העיר אשר יבואו שם. וכשיכבשוה ויסכימו לצור על עיר אחרת ירגלוה אחת לאחת. He said, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and listen, if you want to send Meraglim to check out the land, no problem. So there are two different ways, two different reasons why would people send spies. Number one, to check out how should we capture that city. Where should we attack them from? Where should we come from? That's what we need. Like Yehoshua ben Nun. He told them, probably the town is too small. You don't need to bring 600,000 soldiers to fight with them. I want a few thousand, they could take care of them. Like what happened with Yehoshua ben Nun, with the eye. He said, Virgul Zeh, he said, that type of mahshaba, if he's sending for that type of mahshaba to conquer Eretz Israel, to check out the land, said, you don't have to check the whole land at once. Check every city you're going to conquer. Could we conquer that city? If you're going to see that you have the power to conquer it, go ahead. But you don't conquer the whole land over there. It's town by town. You go slowly, slowly. וכשיכבשוה ויסכימו לצור על עיר אחרת, ירגלוה אחת לאחת. One at a time. But you don't check the whole thing. ורגול שני, he said, הוא רגול כללי. What's רגול כללי? General, you want to check. זה יורה כי רוצים לראות ולשער אם יש כוח בהם לכבוש. והוא הרגול שיסכימו ישראל לשלוח לרגל, הוא לכללות ארץ ישראל, כמו שמפורש במעשה. וזה יגיד מעוט האמונה בישם ובקוש תואנה. So that was the trick that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's different thinking of sending spies to check out the whole land. So if we're gonna conquer one city, maybe the other city, then they're gonna come and attack us. So we want to see if we could conquer all of them at once. That's what they wanted. That's what sounds also from the Psukim. It says, Orachim HaKadosh. They went to check out the whole land. ויעלו מטור הארץ. They're from all over. They check out everything. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they told him, we want to check one Syria at a time. But they fell, he fell in their trap. And that's what happened over here. ולזה אמרו במדרש, לא רסה משה עשן חכמו במרמה. וידברו לו שלצד התמנת הממונים שהם שולחים. וטעם זה צודק בכל ארץ כנען. ואז נלכת בידם. Let's hear what they tricked Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what happened over here. Let's hear how Or HaChaim HaKadosh is asking, because the actual ma'aseh to send them ragdim, nothing wrong with that, and the people, they're all tzaddikim. That's how Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and everyone has his own way, as I said, Hatam Sofer has his own way, each one explains something else. I saw them Farshin, they tried to explain the whole thing with Ezra Hashem in a different way, and we start with the Gemara. We have Gemara. In the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zara, Dafe Amud Alef, the Gemara says here, Ve'amar Biyose, Detanya Rabbi Yose Omer, Lo kubbelu Yisrael ta Torah, Ela kedei shelo yeh melech hamavet sholet bahem. Said the only reason why Am Yisrael accepted the Torah, because they did not want to die again. Why? Because once Am Yisrael accepted the Torah by Ma'amad Har Sinai, פסוק סדר, אני אמרתי אלוהים אתם, בני עליון כולכם. אתם מלאכים, there's no death by מלאכים, there's no מיטה. They reach מדרגת האדם הראשון before the sin. There was no מושג of מיטה, no concept of death in the world. That's the reason why Am Israel, they wanted to accept the Torah, because they said, once we accept the Torah, none of us is going to die, we're going to live forever, and that's it. That's what they wanted. Said, if that's the power of the Torah, for sure we want it. אלא כדי שלא יהיה מלאך מוות שולט בהם. שני אמר, אני אמרתי אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. however, חבלתם מעשיכם, אכן כאדם תמותון וכאחד השרים תפולו. but since that after מתן תורה you sinned, חבלתם מעשיכם, therefore, אכן כאדם תמותון. now we're gonna die just like אדם הראשון. he sinned and there was גזירה on him to die. that's what happened over here. let's hear what Rabbi Yosef is telling us here in the Gemara. And that goes hand by hand with the Midrash. We have the Midrash Rabbah. It tells us here in Parashat Mitzora, Parashat Yudhet Siman Gimal. The Midrash says over here, Amar Bi Yohanan B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer B'Noshe Rabbi Yosef Galilei B'Sha'a She'Amdu Yisrael Al Har Sinai V'Amru Kol Asher Dibber Adonai Na'aseh V'Nishma'a. At the time that they accepted the Torah, I said, whatever Hashem is going to say, we accept it. באותה שעה, קרא הקדוש ברוך הוא למלאך המוות. Hashem called after מלאך המוות, ואמר לו, אף על פי שעשיתי אותך קוזמוקטור על הבריות, שהוא עד הקוזמוקטור, he says, זה מתנות כהונה, פירש הערוך שליט ומושל. I made you, I put you in charge to bring back the נשמות of everyone. עשיתי אותך שליט על הבריות. however, אין לך עסק באומה זו. this nation, עם ישראל, that's not your job. there's different midrash also. it tells us, Hashem told him, listen, you have all umot ha'olam, you can take care of them. but my people, עם ישראל, you don't have permission to take any of them. מלאך המוות doesn't apply to עם ישראל anymore. למה שהן בניי, הדאו דכתיב, בנים אתם לשם אלוקיכם. ואומר, והיא כשומעכם את הקול מתוך החושך. You heard the voices by מתן תורה out of the darkness. where? what darkness? what are we talking about? they heard the voice from where? from the heaven. is there בשמיים? is there darkness בשמיים? the פסוק said, וכי יש חושך למעלה. והכתיר פסוק עם דניאל said, ונהורה עמי שירה. בי הקדוש ברוך הוא, there's only light. So what the Pasuk said, כשומעכם את הקול מתוך החושך. From the darkness, what the Pasuk were talking about. אלא זה מלאך המוות שקרוי חושך. הדא הוא דכתיב, והלוחות מעשה אלוהים המה, ומכתב מכתב אלוהים הוא חרות על הלוחות. עד קרא חרות אלא חירות. What does חירות means? רבי יהודה אמר חירות מלאך המוות. That's it. There's no more מלאך המוות. once he accepted the Torah, there's no more מלאך המוות. that's it, none of you is going to die anymore. that's it. that's what happened here. however, we have גמרא, מסכת סוכה. את הגמרא, עוברת יפה, מסכת גמרא, תגמר את הדעת סובדר את סוכה דף קפה עמוד ב' תגמר את ברינגס דאון אבת קורבן פסח פסו סד והיא אנשים אשר היו תמיעים לנפש אדם ולא יכלו לעשות הפסח ביום ההוא they were tameim, people they were tameim, they couldn't bring korban pesach. Who are these people who are tameim? והיא אנשים אשר היו תמיים לנפש אדם. אותם אנשים, מי היו דגמרה אסק? וואל חכם סד, רבי יוסף גלילי סד, נושאי ארונו של יוסף היו. They were carrying the bones of Yosef, but therefore they were tameim, they could not bring korban pesach, therefore, They can approach Moshe Rabbeinu, what should we do about Korban Pesach? Moshe asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Todem, Pesach Sheni. They could bring Pesach Sheni. That's Rabbi Yosef Galilei. Rabbi Akiba Omer, Mishael ve'el Tzafan hayu, shehayu oskim b'Nadav v'Abihu. They were taking care of Nadav v'Abihu, that they died when? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They died in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, they were tameim. They were taking care of the Mishael ve'el Tzafan. Therefore, they could not bring Korban Pesach. They approached Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told them, bring Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Rabbi Yitzhak is coming to question Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Galilei together. He said, אם נושאי ארונו של יוסף היו, כבר היו יכולים לטהר. ואם מישאל ואל צפן היו, יכולים היו לטהר. So, I don't understand. What are you telling me, Rabbi Yosef Galilei? They were carrying the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. So what's the problem? Don't they know 7 days before Pesach, Pesach is coming? So let them put the Aron in one place. Don't touch it anymore. Don't carry it anymore. And get ready. Get ready to bring Korban Pesach. What's the problem? And if you tell me they're taking care of Nadab, Mishael ve'el Tzafan, that they were taking care of Nadab Abihu, so they also, they have time. The Nadab Abihu, they died Rosh Chodesh Nisan. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Yudalet Nisan, they have plenty of time. So what's up? What's your problem? Ela, oskin bemet mitzvah hayu shehal shbi'i shelahem liyot be'erev Pesach. Shneimar velo yachilu la'asot ha'Pesach b'yom ha'hu. B'yom ha'hu ein yicholim la'asot. Ha'le'machar yicholim la'asot. Comes along Rabbi Yitzhak. He said no. They were tameim because they had met mitzvah. What's met mitzvah? Someone who passed away. There's no one to take care of him, and they took care of him. And they took care of him a week before Pesach. The seventh day fell on Erev Pesach, and the day of Erev Pesach, the time that they have to bring Korban Pesach, they cannot eat because they're still tameim. But at night, they're able to eat because the night already belongs to the following day. So that's their question. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu. He told them, are we allowed to bring Korban Pesach if now we are tameim? Tonight, at the time that you're going to eat Korban Pesach, we're going to be tehorim. But now we are tameim. Are we allowed to bring Korban Pesach? Hashem told them, no, you have to wait until Pesach Sheni. So therefore, they were taking care of Met Mitzvah. So Rashi tells us over there, he said, Met Mitzvah, love Met Mitzvah Davka Ka'amar. They afilu metahim namay Met Mitzvah Karelehu. The Mitzvah letasek bahim, kigon ha'amurim parashat Kohanim, she'akohen mitamay bo. Said Rashi, said, when Rabbi Yitzhak, he said, asukim b'met Mitzvah hayu, he didn't mean exactly Met Mitzvah. Met Mitzvah, that if someone, there's no one to take care of him, and everyone should take care of, if there's no one to take care of someone walking in the street, even Kohen Gadol, the Gemara said, وَلَاحَوْتَوْ مَتَّمُدْ لُمَارْ لَاحَوْتَوْ إِنُوْ مُتَّمَى However, if he goes to, if he goes on the way, on Yom Kippurim, and he sees Met Mitzvah, is he allowed to be Mutameh or not? The Pasuk said, وَلَاحَوْتَوْ He's not allowed to be Mutameh Kohen Gadol, but Met Mitzvah, yes, Mutameh. That's Met Mitzvah. I said, why you have to, why the Gemara Rabbi Yitzhak saying, someone Met Mitzvah, he died 7 days before. Why Dafka Met Mitzvah? Nothing, he said, not necessarily Met Mitzvah. Anyone from their family who passed away, even though it's not Met Mitzvah, they have to take care of him. But that's what Rabbi Yitzhak is saying. The question is, comes along the Hatam Sofer and Shailot Tshuvot, and he asked a very simple question. So I really don't understand Rabbi Yosei Galilei and neither Rabbi Akiba. Why? What's the problem? The Pasuk said, "Behi anashim asher hayu tameim lenefesh adam." What happened? Someone died. What's the problem? Someone died. What's wrong with that? They said, no, they're carrying the bones of Yosef. That's Rabbi Yosei Galilei. Rabbi Akiba said, no, they died because of Nadav Abihu. They were tameh because of Nadav Abihu. What's so simple? The pasuk is very simple. We are ashamed. What happened? Someone passed away. What's the problem? אלא, יסז עיר החתם סופר, יסז שאלות תשובות אורח חיים סימן קמ"ם א', יסז עיר, ומהתמה, after he quotes the Gemara that I just told you, מי סנין להו לכולי עלמא למימה הרתמאים את מצווה היו? What's Rabbi Akiba and Rabbi Yosef Galilee's problem? Very simple. The pasuk said, "Metameim, metmuzba, regular person." Rashi said, "Not necessarily metmuzba. Someone died. What's wrong?" Ela mukach mezeh dehanet na'ei sbira lehu demiyom matan Torah lo metu ela ad achara mitonenim. Veidach Rabbi Yitzchak sbira lehem miyad achara aigel metu. Vedabar zeh bemachloket shanui beyalkut. What's going on now? Now, if you remember, I told you before that Am Israel, once they accepted the Torah, the Gemara Abu Dazra said, Rabbi Yosef Galilei said, once Am Israel accepted the Torah, there is no more Melech HaMavet. There's no one supposed to die anymore. But today we see people that they do die. Also, back then, the people die. When did Mita came back to Am Israel? If by Matan Torah, there's no more, no one was supposed to die. After that, the Gemara is very satum. Masechet Avodah Zarah, it's not clear. Said, "Habaltem maasechem, you sinned, you did abirot, therefore, Melech Mavet is coming back to us." But when did they sin? What abirah? What did they do? It's not so clear. For this, we have different midrash. We have the midrash Rabbah. He tells us in Parashat Naso. Over there, the pasuk is telling us. וישלחו מן המחנה כל צרוע וכל זב וכל תמיד לנפש. Yeah, they have to send away any מצורעים, they have to send them away outside the camp. מצורע משולח מחוץ שלוש מחנות. They have to send them out. דמדרש הבא יאסקי בפרשת נשוא ופרשת זין סימן ד' מהיכן בת עליהם הצרעת? Where did the צרעת came? Because we know the גמרא לעבודה זרה told us the ד' זאת ארבעה חשובים כמת, one of them is מסורע. עני, מסורע, מי שאינו בנים, and the Gemara brings down over there, and so many. That's four people. מסורע also חשוב כמת. Like you see last week פרשה, אל נא תהי כמת, אשר בסתו מרחם עמו, ויהיה אחר חסי בשרו. She's like a dead. When מרים gets צרעת, she's like מסורע חשוב כמת. Therefore, אל נא תהי כמת. So here, where did the smita came back to them? Because by Matan Torah, all the Mitzora'im, they were cured, and there was no more death coming to the world. So where all of a sudden came here Mitzora'im and people dying, what's going on? מייחן בת עליהם הצרעת, רבי יהודה ברבי סימון אמר, ומעשה העגל. ורבותינו אומרים, מן המתאוננים. זאת מחלוקת here in the Midrash, like here what Hatam Sofer is telling us. Said, the one Chacham said, Hachaim said, when did the Sara'at came back to Am Israel and also the Mita came back to Am Israel? Min Amit'oninim. When Am Israel descended by the Amit'oninim, we'll explain soon, that's when the Mita came back. That means when the Gemara and Masechet Avodah Zarah said, Habbaltim Ma'asechem, therefore they have to die again, Habbaltim Ma'asechem by Avon Amit'oninim. However, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon said, no, habbalti ma'asechem ba'avon ha'egel, referring to ma'aseh ha'egel. That's a machloket, how to understand the pasuk. Habbalti ma'asechem, what does it mean? What abirat do you do? Machloket over there. That's what it is. Now we need to understand, when was the mit'onenim? First of all, what was the mit'onenim? Pasuk, last week's parasha said, ve'yi ha'am ki mit'onenim ra' be'ozne Hashem. They were complaining. When was this? What date was this? What date is it? First year, second year, 40th year? When was that? So everyone knows that this happened during the second year. And we have here clearly, we have the Hizkuni. He tells us here clearly, few times he repeats it, the Hizkuni. When Am Israel, they were complaining, what are we going to eat? There's nothing to eat. He took us out of Mitzrayim. They were complaining. What are we going to do? Then the pasuk said, "Atkadeshu lemahar va'achaltem basar." You want meat? We'll give you meat tomorrow. So they were complaining, and Hashem told them, "Told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Ben Israel, get ready tomorrow. You're gonna get the slab that you're asking for. You're complaining. You're gonna get it." Atkadeshu lemahar. When's that lemahar? Haskuni says over there, "Atkadeshu lemahar kafgim al beiyar." 23rd day of Iyar. And he repeats himself also after, "Veruach nasa' me'et Adonai v'yagos selvi min hayam." When was that? That was the day after. Kafgim aliyar. He repeats himself. "Veruach nasa' v'kafgim aliyar." And how long did they eat the slab? The pasuk said that they had lo yom echad techunu v'lo yom v'lachem she chodesh yamim. 1 month. It means after that, the pasuk said, "Veikra shem makom hahu." קברות התאווה, כי שם קברו את העם המתאבים, מקברות התאווה נסיעו העם חסירות, ויהיו בחסירות. They left חסירות. מקברות תאווה, they left. When was the, when they leave? A month after. If they started כפגים על בייר, they started to get the slab. A month after, he said כפ בית סיוון. So he repeats himself 3 times here. So that's happened when they got the problem of מתאוננים, it happened by כפגים על בייר. Kafgim Aliyar, the second year. Obviously, not the first year. First year, they're still, Kafgim Aliyar, they're still waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're talking about the second year over here. Now, according to Mandi Amar, according to Hachamim, who said the Mita came back to Am Israel because of Avon Mto'onenim, not because of Avon Aigel, because Avon Mto'onenim. When was Avon Mto'onenim? Second year, Kafgim Aliyar. So according to Da'at Hachamim, when the Pasuk said by Korban Pesach, when they wanted to bring Korban Pesach, which is Yudalit Nisan, which was a Nisan year, it means a month and a half before. A month and a half before, Vehi Anashim Asher Hayu Tameim Lenefesh Adam. So Tameim, how were the Tameim? What happened to them? How can they Tameim? We asked Hatam Sofer, asked a very simple question. Very simple, someone died. Who died? No one's supposed to die. Until they'd sinned with the Metonanim, they weren't supposed to die. So where all of a sudden the people, they were Tameim? Someone died? No such a thing. Once they accepted the Torah, there's no more Malach HaMavit. So what are you telling me? What the Pasuk was saying they were Tameim? That was a month and a half before the Mita came back to them. Therefore, Rabbi Yosei Galili and Rabbi Akiba said, there's no other way to explain it. You're right, simple understanding of the Pasuk. Someone died, but no one died. Until Avon Metonanim, no one died. So what happened here? Therefore, the Machlokah, when Hakam said they were carrying the bones of Yosef, when Hakam said they were carrying the Nadav and the Abihu. That's what, according to the other Hakam, that he said the Mita came back to them by Avon Aigel, everything is fine. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzhak in the Gemara, Masechet Sukkah, who said that they were Tameim Lemit Mitzvah, he holds like the other Hakam in the Midrash, as it says here, who's that? Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Simon, who said, "Min ma'asei ha'aigel, mita came back to them." That's it. So very simple. That's here what the Hatam Sofer is telling us. That's why Rabbi Yosei Galili and Rabbi Akiba did not want to explain simple that someone passed away, because they hold like Rabbi Yosei, they hold here like Hakamim in the Midrash, like Da'at Rabbeinu, min emtonanim bat alayhim atzara'at. That's what it is. So that's if that's the case, how come they were Anashim Asher Hayu Tameim Lenefesh Adam? Therefore, they had no other way of explaining it but to say it, they were carrying Aron of Yosef. That's here, or the other Hakam said, Rabbi Akiva said, they took care of Nadav Abihu. That's the idea, because otherwise no one died. That's here, now we understand the machloket between them. Now the question is, according to Rabbanan, مش لما كنت ربي يوسف ربي يهودا بربي سيمون ربي يهودا بربي سيمون who said the Mita came back to Am Israel by Avon Aigel, I understand. By Matan Torah, there's no more Mita. Once حبلتي مع سخيم by Avon Aigel, Mita came back. That, okay, that's simple, okay, I understand. But according to Hachamim, said even though Am Israel descend by Avon Aigel, they still, none of them died. Until Avon Metonim, a year after. Almost a year after. So how could that be? By Hita Aigel, they did the Avodah Zarah, and still they had the Tawbah that Hashem gave them, the Bracha Hashem gave them, that Ani Amarti Elohim Atem stayed with them, even though they sinned by Avon Aigel, didn't affect that Tawbah that Hashem blessed them with, until they sinned by Avon Mto'onenim. Now, which Avon is more Hamur, Avon Aigel or Avon Mto'onenim? Makes sense, Avon Aigel, that Avodah Zarah. עבודה זרה, זאת גמרא סייד, גדולה עבודה זרה, שכל המודה בה, כי כופר בכל התורה כולה. Over there, they were complaining. Am Israel, they like to complain. So that's the nature of Am Israel. But here, they did עבודה עיגל, and still, they're not dying. until the year after by Avona Metonanim. What happened? Tchaura Avona Aigel is much more hamur than Avona Metonanim. So what happened? By Avona Aigel, nothing happened to them. The bracha stayed with them until they started to complain. Then the bracha left them. What happened? Ella, the Mefarshim, they explain. We have here the Gemara in Masechet Berachot, famous Gemara, Daf Samech Bet, Amud Bet. The pasuk says here, ויקום דוד ויכרות את כנף המעיל אשר לשאול בלט. When Shaul המלך was chasing David, he wanted to kill him, and Shaul המלך, the Gemara said he was צנוע, he was very modest. When he wanted to go to the bathroom, he didn't want to go in the field, he went inside the ma'ara, inside the cave, and the Gemara said he went inside the cave, all the way inside so no one should see him. He was very צנוע. But before he went over there, he took off his ma'il and he hanged it inside the ma'ara, anyways, no one's there. But he didn't know that David HaMelech was hiding over there, was hiding from him, and he went inside. So the pasuk said, when David HaMelech, he saw him that he went inside, he took his ma'il and he cut off the corner of it to show him, and then he told him, Shaul HaMelech, why are you running after me? If I wanted to kill you, I could have killed you right there. After it came out of the Mara, because you came to the same cave I was hiding in, and he didn't see me, and I saw you. I could have killed you very easily. There is no one over there to save you. Your people outside, they don't know. So that's what happened over here, and that's what David HaMelech was trying to tell Shaul that I'm not running after you. I didn't do anything bad to you, so please stop chasing me. And from that time, the Shaul HaMelech stopped chasing him, and that's it. Until later on, something else happened. But here, what the pasuk said: "Ve'yakom David ve'ichrot et kinaf ma'il asher Shaul balat." The Gemara is bothered over here. I don't know why they're bothered. The Gemara said, "Amar biyosef bar bihanina kol ham bazet habegadim basof inoni hina mehim." Since that David the Melech was mabazet habegadim, he cut off the ma'il of Shaul the Melech. He didn't, the ma'il, what did the cloth mean? It warms up the person. And you were mezelzel with that ma'il. You cut it. You ripped it apart. Therefore, your mezelzel with the toba, with the good things that Hashem gave us clothing to wear it to become warm, to protect our body with it. And you were mezelzel with it, you're throwing it away, you're cutting it off, you're ripping it and throwing it away. That's what you're doing. Hashem punished David HaMelech. Amar Bilazar. Lord Rabbi Lazar, what the Gemara says here? Amar bi Yosef Rabbi Hanina, kol bazete begadim, since that David HaMelech was me bazete begadim, sofo enu nena mehim. At the end of his life, David HaMelech, shneimar, ve'amelech David zakin ba beyamim, ve'chesu ba begadim, ve'lo yihamlo. At the end of his life, they covered him with the cloth, and he's still cold. David HaMelech. Why? Because once he was mebazet ha-begadim, therefore he was punished. Hashem gave you bracha, gave you toba. You are kafui toba. That's the case. Hashem punished him. I saw the Ben Ish Hai here on this Gemara, Ben Hoyada. He said, Rabbanu Shel Olam, I really don't understand what Rabbi Yose wants from David HaMelech. He said, kol mebazet ha-begadim. David HaMelech was mebazet ha-begadim. What are you talking about? Shaul was running after him to kill him. David HaMelech saw that's the only way to save his life. Now you tell me David HaMelech he sinned? He did Abira. So what's going on over here? So says here Ben Yehoyada, יש להקשות, למה יאשם דוד המלך עליו שלום על זאת? והלא בדבר שעשה נתברר אצל שאול שאין דוד המלך עליו שלום חפש להמיתו. ובזה מלא יחדל מרדוף אחריו. ומה היה צריך לעשות באופן אחר להסיט לעצמו משאול הרודף אותו? וכי היה טוב לו שיהרגנו? So I don't understand Rabbi Yosef in the Gemara. What does he want from David HaMelech? He saved his life. That's the only way David HaMelech saw. The only way to save his life, to cut off his ma'il, and then to tell him after, listen, I could have killed you, but I didn't. What do you want from him? You're calling David HaMelech Bazet HaBegadim? What's going on?
מרדי בסיעתת שמיה, דאמרו חזל, אותו המעיל היה תלוי בו ציציות. The ma'il that Shaul HaMelech was wearing, there was tzitziot. It was ארבע כנפות. It was חיה בתציצית. דהיתה בילקוט, אמר רבי נחמן, שגרם לשאול שילך שעה אחת ולא תלית בתציצית. ולכך אמרו עליו שהוא בזת הבגדים. He said, when he cut off the corner of the ma'il that belongs to Shaul HaMelech, now Shaul HaMelech is not allowed to wear the clothing. Why? Because he doesn't have tzitzit on it now. He cut off the tzitzit, he cut off the corner. Now that bigot is patur from tzitzit. Until he's going to go back to his palace, Shaul HaMelech, to change his clothing, that means he stopped him, he prevented him from keeping mitzvat tzitzit, which is protection to the person, for 1 hour until he got back to his house. Therefore, David HaMelech was bezet begadim. Why? But still, why are you calling him bezet begadim? He said, no. Ki haya lo le David lichrot haticha ahat min imtza amma'il min matta, abu al-ma'la, shelo yiyye nifsal. מאחר דקריתה זו הייתה בעבור סימן להוכיח שנפל בידו בהיותו לבדו במערה ולא הרגו. ולמה קרא את הכנף בדווקא ופסלו מן הציצית? That was the punishment of David המלך. You're right, you cut off the corner of Shaul המלך. You want to tell, you want to give him a hint that I could have killed you but I didn't. So they cut off a small piece of the garment that does not make the ציצית פסול. Why he made the tzitzit pasul? The only reason why he did it, to show him siman. So he could have showed him siman somewhere different way. Why he cut off the corner? You made the tzitzit pasul. That's why he was punished. Why? Because he could have saved his life in different ways. He continues here just to understand the idea why he cut off the tzitzit of Shaul HaMelech. כעניין קריטת הטלית בפסוק, it's rehinted in the פסוק דכתיב, ויקום דוד אחריכן, ויצא מן המערה, ויקרא אחרי שאול למור, אדוני המלך, ויקרא אחרי שאול למור, he called after שאול, he told him, אדוני המלך, ויבט שאול אחריו. And he looked at them, then started the conversation with them, why are you chasing me? I don't want to do anything to you. If I wanted to kill you, I could have killed you. That the dossier written over there. But what does mean Vayikra Ahare Shaul? He called after Shaul. What's Ahare Shaul? He says Vehu ki Ahar Otiyot Shaul. Ahare Shaul, what's the letters after the letters of Shaul? Shin Aleph Vav Lamed. What letters comes after Shin? Taf. After Aleph you have Bet. After Vav you have Zayin. After Mem you have, after Lamed you have Mem. That means the letters of Tebazim. Tebazim. But Tebazim is disgracing, is Mebazet HaBegadim, is Mebazet HaBegadim. And also, he said, if you add up the letters Tebazim together, Taf is 400, and Mem is 40, then the 449. So at 449, that same exact gematria of the word Talit. Talit, 449. So that's what it. Vehainu ki hu kara li Shaul al tzemech ma she'asa lo betalit haramuz ahar otiyot Shaul. Beota sha'a meit Hashem hayta she'abit Shaul aharav. What habit Shaul aharav? He saw at the letters after his name. Rotze lomar habit betalit she'ramuz ahar shemu. Ve'ra'ahu karut ha'kanaf u'bazen t'yashbu al lebo debrei David ha'melech. Okay. That's what it says over here. That's the idea. It's a remez from the pasuk. But that's the idea that since that David HaMelech was in Bezet HaBegadim because he could have done that siman to hint to Shaul HaMelech otherwise, but he chose to cut off the corner. It was in Bezet HaBegadim. You caused Shaul HaMelech to stay 1 hour without tzitzit. Therefore, he was punished at the end of his life, David HaMelech. They covered him with the Begadim and they didn't have any effect on him. They didn't warm him up. That's what the Gemara tells us. So you see from here, that's a big musar, that even though from that time, that was when Shaul HaMelech was chasing David. When was that? Obviously before David he was the king. Shaul was the king now. And when was he punished for it? Melech David Zaken Babayim V'chasu Begadim. When Zaken? Before he passed away. How many years David the Melech? Basu said, Ve'yanim Asher Melech David al Israel 40 Shana. בחברון מלך 7 שנים ראשון 33 שנים 4 years almost more than 4 years passed from that time but still he was punished David המלך. Why? Because he cut off the corner. So you see here that the corner, the beged, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it for the person that he should have he should warm him up. If someone is not ma'arich the Torah that Hashem gave him, then medakanim adah Hashem is going to punish him that bechasu begadim ולא יחמלו. That's here what the idea, it's a big Musara scale, even though 4 years already passed by,
and he was saving his life. Bechol zot, since that he could have saved his life different ways, like Ben Shai says, and he chose to be mebatel Shaul HaMelech from keeping his vatsasit for 1 hour, therefore he was punished after that. That's here. That's every time the Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes the person, it's all medak and medak. So many times when Hashem he blesses the person, that person should always be appreciative to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him. He should not be mebazeh, he shouldn't be mezelzel with the tetubah that Hashem gave him. See, Adam HaRishon, Hashem gave him the Isha, told him, Isha, he gave him Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. What did the, after the sin, what did the Adam HaRishon said? Ha Isha Ashen Ratat Amadi. So she's the one. He was blaming her. So the, Hashem gave you the Isha, Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. And he's saying that the Isha caused you to sin. It means he was kafui toba, the Gemara said. Since that, the Adam HaRishon was kafui toba, therefore he was punished. Anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the person has to be careful about it. He should not be in bazei. Say here, for example, the Gemara speaks about a lot of things over here in Masechet Hulin, the Kuf Hei Amud Beit. The Gemara speaks about a few things that makes the person ani bar minnan, makes them poor. One of them, the Gemara said, when a person he takes the bread and he throws it out in the garbage, so that caused the person Hasa Shalom Mebi Otol Da Aniyut. Up to a story the Gemara brings down over here. Ve'amar Abaye, the Gemara in Hulin Kufi Amud Beit, Meresh Hava Amina, Hay Dekanshe Neshura'a Meshum Menkiruta. Said, I always thought, he tells us here, Abaye, where's Rashi? Said, Shemchabedin Pirure Uchalim in Habayit. I always thought, why they clean up the crumbs from the house? They don't let people step on it. They clean it, they sweep it. Why? Menakiruta, lenaker et habayit, menakayon, to clean up the house. It's not nice to leave crumbs on the floor. That's what I always thought, until they told me, amruli, amarli mor, mishum dekashe la'aniyuta, because it makes the person ani. Therefore, you have to clean it. I always thought you clean it up to make the house nice. I said no, because it makes the person ani. Why? Because there's special sar b'shamayim. Special Malach is in charge, is watching people, what they're doing with the leftover of the bread. He says here, because here in Shvera Tuba. So there was a guy that Malach, and the Sar of the Aniyut, Malach in charge of the making the people Ani, all the times that Malach was running and chasing after that person, he wants to make him ani, he's waiting for him to do something bad to make him ani. But he couldn't. Every time, after he eats, he cleans up the crumbs and he doesn't throw it away. He takes care of it. Until one day, he caught him. What he did? That day, that person, he was eating bread where? On top of the grass. He was sitting in the backyard. And there was grass, he's eating on top of the grass, and obviously a few crumbs fell inside the grass. And how's he gonna get the crumbs out of the grass? Obviously he's gonna leave it there. So he said, now I'm gonna get him. Why? Because people now they're gonna step on it. Ah, you caused the Tawbah, Hashem blessed you, gave you bread to eat it. That's what you're doing, you're making people step on it? You're bezayon ochalim you're doing. Therefore, I'm gonna get him over there. Until one day the Gemara says, one day he was eating on top of the grass. Amar, nafal bayadi. Now I'm gonna get him. However, he couldn't, even such a case, he couldn't get him. Why? Batar de achil, after he finished eating, aitem mara, akrinhu leyble, vishadinhu lenahara. He saw that person that after he ate, a few crumbs fell in the grass. How's he going to collect the crumbs from the grass? No way. So what he did, he brought a shovel, and he shoveled all the area that he was eating over there. He took everything, threw it in the ocean. Why? Because now the fish, they're going to eat the bread that fell over there. The dirt is going to go down. The fish, they're going to eat the bread. So it's not the gorem to do bezoyan ochalim. After he saw this, shem'e, Dika Amar Vai de Pekehahu Gabram Bete. After that, the Malach was in charge of making people ani, he gave up from that person. He said, Vai, he kissed me out of his house completely. But you see from here that this malach, he was waiting after that person to do some bizayon ukhalim. So what's wrong? So you have a few pieces of bread. What are you going to do with it? You throw it away. You throw it away. People, they might step on it. They might, you're causing bizayon ukhalim. So there's no sur. Says pachot megazayit pirurim, pachot megazayit, brought down the halakha. There is no sort of throwing it away. But the Gemara said, kashil aniyut. That malach, he was waiting for that person to catch him. So it means he's waiting for it. And what's the idea behind it? The idea behind it, because the bread the Hashem gave us, should eat it, not to step on it, chas v'shalom. Therefore, there's the whole siman, the shulchan aruch, avat bizayon ukhalim. Person has to be careful. He should not disgrace the food that Hashem gave him. That's to be ma'aricha toba Hashem gave us. That's what it is, the same idea. So it brings down. So it's something, me'anyan le'anyan be'oto anyan, brings down here the biur halakha, and el'chot kerat shema, siman pe gimal, brings down biur halakha, he saw once, I'll read you his language. He said, "Vira' ha'ma'asei shira'iti bebet kalei ha'da'at shehaya lo heder miyuhad lipanot sham." Said, "It's very bad in my eyes what I saw a few times, that people, they have in their house, they have a special room that they go make over there, a restroom. Ve'agraf tahat ha'safsal, and all the number 2 that they make, it stays over there, and all the smell, v'harei ahara, magia b'chol ha'hider. And the bad smells all over the house. U'b'oto ha'hider hayu kibu'im ha'sfarim shelo. And that room, he had his bookcase, all the books over there. V'kariti alav et ha'makra hazeh, ki debar adonai baza. That I told him, that you are in Bazet, the Kitbei HaKodesh, you're putting them in a place that the smell of all the number 2 is coming over there. So what are you doing over there? V'shakle le'metrafse, suddenly he got his punishment, that person. Shehaya lo ben, sheyatzal tarbut ra'a rahmana l'tzlan. He went out of the way. V'ent halel gam gufo ala beriyot v'shbil zeh. V'chmuma amar tana be'abot, kolam halel ta Torah gufo mechulal ala beriyot. They see here that Hashem blessed you with something. He said, don't just be mezalzel with it. That's the idea. That's the anyan here, the Hakim tell us. That's the idea. Once the person is mezalzel in something that Hashem gave him, therefore, he gets punished. That's the idea. That's why David HaMelech was punished, because he was mezalzel begadim. Begadim Hashem gave us that we should to warm up our body. You're mezalzel, you're ripping it, you're throwing it away. Therefore, that person is going to be punished. That's what happened with David HaMelech, the Gemara said. You see, no wonder why you see the psukim. And the Torah tells us, Simlaticha lo balitami alecha, veraglecha lo batzecha, zeh 40 shana. That's what it is. And now we go back to our Pirush. We said that Chachamim, they tell us that by the man, a few places, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara Masechet Yoma, a few places, the Midrashim, they say that when Am Yisrael, they got the man, it was so hashub, it was very important. Pasuk said, "Ne al peneim bar dak mechuspas dak kefor al haaretz." What's dak mechuspas? Baal Turim brings down mechuspas is gematria 248. That teach us that the bread of the man that he used to eat, that man used to be absorbed in their body. Did not need to go to the bathroom. Let's see what the Midrash Rabbah also tells us in Parashat Naso, Parashat Zayin, Siman Dalet. Also brings down over here, he says here, "Bisha'a she'orid lahem ha'elohim et haman le'Israel," when Hashem brought the man for Am Israel, "Asa lahem elokim kama nisim, amru rabotin, lo ayun srachim lepanot, kederech b'nei Adam." They didn't need to go to the bathroom just like a human being. Human beings need to go to the bathroom. Gmaran Hagiga, after Zain, Gmaran tells us over there, they said, in 3 things, the human are compared to malachim, and 3 things they are compared to behemot. One of them is Musim Re'i, ka behema. We go to the bathroom, just like behemot. Malachim, they do not go to the bathroom. So here, the Pasuk says, "Ani amarti Elohim etem."
So here the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made a special miracle for Am Israel. לא היו, אמרו רבותינו, לא היו צריכים להיפנות כדרך בני אדם. למה כן? אלא אמר האלוהים, יהיו בני צריכים להיפנות, ואיך הכתבתי עליהם שהם אלוהים? שנאמר, אני אמרתי אלוהים אתם. אלא כשם שאין מלאכים צריכים לדבר זה, אף הם לא יצטרכו לדבר זה עוד. יש לך את המלאכים, do not go to the bathroom, לחגיגה, לגמרא לחגיגת את זין, he also same idea. That's what I wanted. And you want my children to go to the bathroom because of the man? No. דבר אחר, אמר האלוקים, האומות אוכלים בין צרכים, והיח אני נותן הפרש בין בניי ובין אומות העולם, לפי כך שלא יהיו צרכים. הקדוש ברוך הוא made a special לחם אבירים, אכל איש, what לחם אבירים? את קרא אבירים, לחם אברים. It was absorbed in 248 limbs that the person has. He did not need to go to the bathroom. That's what הקדוש ברוך הוא blessed them with the man. That was special about the man. And not only this, I saw the beautiful thought that he brings down here, the Hatam Sofer, that when the Meragdim came back and they had bad news about Israel, we shouldn't go over there, كَحَزَكُمْ مِنُّهُ Caleb and Yeshua said, no, we should go over there. بَيَاسْ كَلَيْبِ تَعَالِ مُورْ عَلَوْنَ عَلَيْهِ وَيَرَشْمُنُتَا كَيَخُلْنُ خَلَّهَا أَلْتِي رَأُمْ كِلَحْمِنُوا هِمْ They are our bread. What do you mean they are our bread? The Pasuk said, كِلَحْمِنُوا هِمْ סר סלאמי עליהם, ואדוני איתנו אל תיראום. So what does mean כי לחמנו הם? Rashi brings down, נאכל אותם כלחם. So we're going to eat them like bread. What does that mean? What does that mean? כי לחמנו הם. He says here, חתם סופר, תורת משה, דף סמך עמוד בית, הנה הוא בא בספרים, לזה שהמתיר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא מן במדבר, לא היה בריאה חדשה יש מאין. אך מכיוון דנודע מכבר שבכל דבר הנברא יש בו כוח גשמי וכוח רוחני שהוא החיות של אותו דבר. So everything that was created has כוח גשמי וכוח רוחני. That's כוח רוחני, that's what brings life to that item. בכל זמן שהיו ישראל הולכים במדבר, היה הקדוש ברוך הוא נוטל כל כוח הרוחני שהיה ראוי להיות בפירות ותבואה של ארץ ישראל, והוריד כוח הרוחני ההוא לישראל, וזהו במן, שלא היה בו שום דבר גשמי, ולכן נבלע באיברים. ובארץ כנען לא היה אלא כוח הגשמי בלבד, והיה כל תבואה כולה פסולת. וסד, הקדוש ברוך הוא, the man that he gave to עם ישראל in the מדבר, what he talked, he said, every fruit, every food, has כוח גשמי and כוח רוחני. So הקדוש ברוך הוא, he took the כוח רוחני of all the fruits, of Eretz Israel, and he put it in something which is called man. And that's what he gave to Am Israel. He gave Am Israel the man that has only kawah ruhani. And what's left in Eretz Israel, all the fruit in Eretz Israel, now it has only kawah gashmi. ולכן ראו המרגלים שעוסקים תדיר בקבורת מתים. Why they were dying over there? דאותו מאכל שאין בו אלא כוח גשמי, ודאי שהוא מחליש כוח גופו של האדם. So since that, the food that they're eating in Eretz Israel did not have kuach ruhani at all, because all the kuach ruhani it was transferred to the man that Israel are eating in the midbar. וזהו כוונתו כי לחמנו הם, כלומר, הם הפסולת של לחמנו שאנחנו אוכלים. We're eating the kuach ruhani of all the fruits that they're eating. What's left for them? Left only kuach gashmi. Therefore, they are like our bread. Why? Because we're eating the kawah ruhani of their bread. That's what he told us over here. So you see that many things are special about the man, but בכל זאת עם ישראל כפרו בטובתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, and not only כפרו, the midrash continues here in פרשת נשא, like I said, Zayin Dalet, and he says a few things that עם ישראל, they were complaining. So they were מתלוצצים also. מה עשו בטובה? מה עשו בטובה שעשה להם האלוקים? התחילו אומרים לצנות עליו. אומר זה לזה, אתה שומע שמעון אחי? וזה אומר לו, מה אתה אומר ראובן אחי? אמר לו, בחייך ראית בימיך אדם נוטל חטים בריחיים ואינם תחנות ויורדות? אף אנחנו אוכלים את המן ואינו יורד. אומר לו חברו, תראה אני של יום אחרון תנפח כרסי ותבקע, פני שאין אנחנו מוצאים אותו. באותה שעה אמר האלוקים למשה, איני יכול לסבול ולכבוש. עד אנה אינה עצוני העם הזה. Once they started complaining about the man, I said, oh, nafshinu katsa belechem akilokel, coming inside, it's ruining our body, it's not coming out. So the Hashem, he made something good in the man. He put you all the kawah ruhani in the man. And you're complaining, you're saying letzanot also on the man. The Midrash is ma'arich over here. So that you're complaining so much about the man. If that's the case, chen habbaltem ma'asechem, adana in asuna amze, I cannot take them anymore. So now we could understand that really, according to Rabbi Yehuda ber Rabbi Simon, he said, by Matan Torah, there is no more malach ha-mavet. After the sin, habbaltem ma'asechem, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Simon said, what habbaltem ma'asechem referring to? Referring to Avon Aigen. After the sin, Avon Aigen, Mita came back to Am Yisrael. But according to Rabbanan, what they say, Mita came back to them by Avon Mit'unanim, which is almost a year after. Said, we asked before, we said, which Avon is more hamur, Avodah Zara or Mit'unanim? For sure, Avodah Zara. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, you sinned by Hita Aigel, it's big Abira. Anna Hatam Zilfanek Hata Agidola. It's a big sin. But still, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maricha Pe, big Abedile. He waits, maybe they're going to do Teshuba. But here, by the Mit'onanim, they're complaining with the Tawbah that Hashem gave them. They're complaining. And what they're saying, he said, the man, I gave you the man. The man that has everything. You're complaining about the man, said the Mutlotzasin, the bread, let's not you're saying about the man. And not only this, I told you by Matan Torah, you're not going to die anymore. And now you're complaining. You said, what are we going to do? Nafshinu Kasa, the man's going inside our body, and tomorrow our stomach is going to explode, we're going to die. That's what you're saying. But that's what you're saying. Now you're complaining about the Tawbah Hashem gave you with the man, you're complaining about it. Therefore, he said, now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I cannot take them anymore. Therefore, Adana ina asuni amze, now I have to punish them. Even though I always, every time, when Am Yisrael descend, Hashem was forgiving them. Here he said, Salahti kitbarecha already. Haskuni said, I already forgive them once. By Avon Aigel descend, I forgive them by Avon Aigel. Even though it was big Abira. They did not go back to die according to Hakamim. Even though they sinned by Avon Aigel. But now here, by Avon Raglim, by Avon Mtonenim, here they said, no, that's it, I cannot take them anymore. That's why here when Am Yisrael descend over here, the Mita came back to them only over here, not by Avon Aigel, only by Avon Onanim. When they started to complain, then now the Kafru Batoba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, now the Mita came back to them. That's about Mita, but we had different Midrash. Midrash Rabbah told us in Parashat in Humash Beikra, the Midrash told us over there, but we read it now in Parashat Yud Chet. Siman Gimal. The Midrash continues over here. Al tikrei harut ve'haluhot ma'asir ma'ah ve'mechtam mechtab Elohim harut al luhot. Al tikrei harut ila harut. Rabbi Yehuda ve'Rabbi Nachman ve'Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda omer harut melach ha'mavet. Rabbi Nachman amar harut min ha'melchuyot. Harut in the same way when accepted the Torah, there was no more mita in the world. According to Rabbi Nachman said, there is no more Shavud Malchiyot. All the Mota Olam, they cannot do anything to you, Am Israel. Now, when did they get this Beracha? They got this Beracha when they accepted the Torah. According to Rabbi Nachman, he said, now they're Herod from Shavud Malchiyot. Mota Olam, they cannot do anything to us. Now, when did this problem came back to Am Israel? By Matan Torah, Mota Olam, they couldn't touch us. When Amot Alam came back again to touch us and to harm Am Yisrael, when they had the power to come back to us, said according to the Hakam, Rabbi Yehuda ber Rabbi Simon, he said, by Avon Aigel, Mita came back to Am Yisrael. Why? Because Habbalti Ma'asechem, Achin Ki Adam Timutun. It makes sense, since that they sinned by Avon Aigel, Mita came back. And also, Shavud Malchiyot came back to Am Yisrael. But according to Rabbanan, that they said, even though Am Yisrael is sinned by Avon Aigel, Mita did not come back to them. The Mita waited until Avon Mit'onanim. After they complained, they said, the man is killing us, therefore Mita came back. Now, when the Shavud Malchiyot came back, according to Hakamim? Chaura, there's no reason to say that Shavud Malchiyot came because they were complained about the man. What did the man have to do with Shavud Malchiyot? The man have to do that they said, they are kofrim b'tova. Hashem told them, you're not going to die. And they're saying, the man's killing us. Nefshenu, the b'tnenu tzaba, and we're going to die, we're going to explode. Therefore, kofrim b'tovato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mita came back to them. But when did Shavuot Melech Yod came back to them? So we have to say that by Avon Emraglim, here by us, by Avon Emraglim, what did they say, Am Israel? After they came back, the Emraglim, they came back, and what did they say? They said, listen, the land, we cannot fight against them. There are people over there, they're going to kill us. Kahazakum menu. So we cannot fight against them. So if that's the case, now they are kofrim b'tovato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told you, you do not have Shavuot Melech Yod. And you're saying that they're going to kill you. How are they going to kill you? Therefore, here came back by Avon Emraglim, the pgam of Shavuot Melech Yod came back to Am Israel. Now Umot HaOlam, they have the power to be mishabed Chas V'Shalom by Am Israel, because they also kofrim b'tovah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said that we cannot, now Umot HaOlam, they're going to kill us. I told you, by Matan Torah, Rabbi Nachman said, Chirut m'Shavuot Melech Yod, no one could do anything to you. You complained about this. You're scared they're going to kill you. Therefore, Shavuot Melech Yod came back. Now, according to this, now we could understand when Moshe Rabbeinu, he sent them raglim, we asked before, what's wrong with sending them raglim? So you want to tell me that the fact that I'm sending raglim is something bad? He said, nothing bad. We see Moshe Rabbeinu did this himself. Yeshua also did it in the Haftarah. So what's wrong? He said, no. When Moshe Rabbeinu did it, when Yeshua ben Nun did send them raglim, that was after Shavuot Melech Yod came back to Am Israel. But during the time of the Mraglim, we said Shavuot Melech Yod did not come back to Am Israel yet. When Shavuot Melech Yod came back? After Avon Mraglim. Before the sin of Avon Mraglim, there's no Shavuot Melech Yod. So if that's the case, why you need to send spies to check out the Eretz Israel? If you're going to tell them something good, no, it's not good. Are you scared they're going to kill you? I told you, you're Chirut from Shavuot Melech Yod. Most of them could not touch you. And that's what you're doing. That means at the time when they send them raglim with Moshe Rabbeinu over here, there was a sin because the Shavuot Melech Yod did not come back to them. But later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu sent the ragel to Yazir, and when Yeshua sent the ragel to Israel, over there nothing is wrong with it. Why? Because Shavuot Melech Yod came back. Now we have to make sure, where should we conquer them? But for you, Am Israel over here, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you, since that he accepted the Torah. אני אמרתי אלוהים אתם, בני עליון כולכם, you're not gonna die, and there's no שעבוד מלכיות also. So what are you scared of them? What are you scared that they are very strong? There's nothing to be scared about. Therefore, here there was a problem over here, because Hashem was with them, they shouldn't have any ספקות about Eretz Israel, even though כחזקו, מנו, and everything. What are you scared about? Hashem is with you. והשם אתנו, אל תיראו, like what Caleb told them. So the Al Tiraum, Hashem is with us. Anytime that a person is going with Hashem, Hashem is with him. We could protect him against all the Mota Olam. No one could touch Am Israel. That's what Hakim tell us. When Am Israel, they are close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem watches over them and takes care of them from all the Mota Olam and everyone else. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should pray that Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us. Be'ezrat Hashem. The more the person comes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem protects him and he keeps the harm away from him. Hashem should help us with Hashem. We should see only his smachot. We should see only good, Be'ezrat Hashem. And we shouldn't see any harm. And the more we get closer to him, the more brachot we get. Amen. Amen.